Blog Talk Radio.
Funky Fresh.
Welcome to the Funky Fresh Show. I'm your host, DJ Rel. We have another exciting show, as always here on the Funky Fresh Show. We had the pleasure of having a guest today stop through throughout her busy schedule, you know. So if you want to know what's going on with us and what we're going to be talking about, and maybe you can join in on our conversation, please do hit me up here. The number is 914-205-5411. And you can always check me out here at www.blogtalkradio.com/funkyfresh. Yeah. So I want to know what's been going on. You know, I always like to check in with you guys and see what's been going on with you. I appreciate so much the people who have, you know, leave comments and questions and answers to polls and likes and shares. I appreciate all of you for helping me spread the word about the music and the art and the conversations that go on here on the Funky Fresh Show that I like to share with the masses and with my listeners. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce our guest today. She is an singer, she is an actress, and also a model. She has a lot going on, not only with the music, but with the movies as well, and currently doing big things, celebrating our birthday yesterday. So we want to give her a big shout out and say what's up to Kalia.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, what's up? What's up? How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm well, I'm well. I want to first start off by saying happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome, you're welcome. So let's give the listeners a little background about you and tell them, you know, what you've been doing and where are you going and who you are.
So I just turned 18, as you know, so now I'm a president of a company called Spotlight Entertainment, and I just put out my third album. I just put out my third album called Pull Up, and also another album, the soundtrack for the movie Stay Fly, and we just finished that a week ago, and then in the editing stage right now, so that's exciting. And we're just pushing that, pushing the album, pushing the movie, and that's it.
Okay, so tell me about, we're gonna break it up. So tell me about the movie, because I know you said you recently wrapped up Stay Fly. How was it working in the movie and working on set and, you know, getting into that groove in the midst of all that's going on right now?
Well, since it's COVID right now, it's been a little difficult, you know, having to social distance and wear masks and stuff. But, you know, it's the safe precautions and stuff. But it was a very good experience. Steven, my producer and manager and stuff, he made it very good for everybody, you know, enjoyable. And Josh, the video person and stuff, it was just fun. A lot of people came and did what they wanted to do. I played Diamond in the movie, one of the main characters.
Okay. So I did have some reservations trying to see if you could tell me a little bit about the character in the story, because I don't know how much you can give away. But tell me a little bit about Diamond and all the things that you can say.
Well, you're right. I can't really say much about it, but my character is just, it's basically a representation of me, Kalia, and
okay.
just staying on course and following my dream and staying fly.
Ah, staying fly. So you stay fly. Okay. I see you dropped a little gem right there. I see you. So in the movie, since it's a little bit based off, you know, you in real life, do you sing in a movie? Do you do anything that musically that kind of represents you in the movie?
Yeah, we have a band called Pop in the Family in the movie, and that's where the soundtrack
okay.
basically came from, is making music and stuff like that. So we have some inserts of shows and stuff in the movie. So it's exciting.
That's big. You know, I got to say kudos to you, because it's not many 18-year-olds can say that they, you know, they're in movies and they're making music and they're just, you know, living their best lives, doing whatever they want to do artistically. So I want to say kudos to you for doing that and continue to do that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No doubt. If you're just logging in, this is the Funky Fresh Show. If you want to call up here, the number is 914-205-5411, and I am on the line with your girl Kalia, the singer, the actress, the model. She came and stopped by the Funky Fresh Show, and we want to talk more about what she got going on and how you can get in tune with her. So check it out, Kalia. Let's talk about the music. Let's talk about the music part. Now, how did you initially get into music, like wanted to do music professionally?
Well, it's a funny story, because a couple of years back, I was 14, and Steven, he called my mom, because he used to do music with my mom when she was younger, and he called her,
okay.
and he was like, can you do a hook for me? And she was like, oh, I can't, I'm doing hair, but I was in Kalia. And the last time he seen me, I was singing, you know, out of range and stuff, but that was a couple of years back. So when he seen me this time, I was taller and stuff like that, like, you know, I was just more
yeah.
developed. So we went
yeah.
down to the studio, and he had me do the hook. And then after that, he was like, hold on. Is this Kalia? So then after that, we made a song. And then we made our first song called Playing in the Rain. And then after, he wanted to sign me, and then we made an album. And I put out my first album when I was 14. Called
uh-huh.
I'm Here Now.
Okay. That's an awesome story. That's an awesome story, because it sounds so, like, familiar, right? You see somebody that you haven't
mm-hmm.
seen in a long time, and you're like, oh, whoa, what happened? What's going on? What's this? What's that?
Right.
They always have something new to tell you, right? So that's definitely what's up. So from then making your first song till now, do you ever think about that first time that you were in the studio laying down those hooks that was supposed to be your mom?
Yeah, I was very nervous and scared. When I was 14, Steven was writing on my music. Obviously, I wasn't writing yet, but he helped me and developed me, and, you know, I started writing after that. So on my newest album called Pull Up, that's when I started writing. But I think that's
okay.
him.
For real. I mean, it's beneficial to have somebody that is working with you and who is family, right? Because, you know, that's something that somebody can't take away. That's blood, you know? So that's awesome. That is awesome.
Right.
So when you're writing now, what kind of ideas or what kind of style do you kind of use to come up with your material?
Well, I would say it's very versatile, because Steven makes the beat first, and then I just go off writing from the beat. I don't ever, like, write before we go in there, because I don't want to just be in one corner, and if he doesn't write a beat that goes for what I wrote, I don't want to be stuck. I want to be, you know, be able to move on and do better things. So I wait until he makes the beat, and then whatever I'm hearing in my head, I just go and start typing on my phone. Oh, yeah, this is dope.
Okay. So you got to hear the beat to get the vibe. Is it ever vice versa where you just write and then you listen to beats and then kind of pair it to what you heard?
I haven't actually done that before. I mean, I've done it when I was, like, alone, like, you know, doing my own stuff at my house. But when it's with Steven, I always wait till he makes the beat first to create that chemistry.
Right. Okay, so I know, you know, since COVID is going on, it's kind of hard to get out and perform these songs because this is now, what, your third album, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I know it's kind of hard to get out and perform these songs like you do. So what kind of things have you been doing in lieu of being able to go out and perform?
Well, I actually did a show, a COVID-19 show, like a couple of weeks ago at Level 5, shout out to Rock. We did a quarantine show, and it was a good amount of people. You know, it was social distancing, obviously, but it was a good turnout. We had a couple of people opening, and we did, there was a comedy person there. And I have another show next week on the 3rd, no, on the 2nd, on Wednesday at Level 5 again. So we're doing a couple quarantine shows. You know, getting people out there. Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. So you haven't missed a beat. You continue with it, even though, you know, the situations might not be the best. You're making the best out of it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome. So what is the audience like when they come to the show? Are they kind of leery at talking to you, or are they kind of like, how do they approach you? And how do they receive your music at a COVID show?
Well, I'd say it's the same as any other show. They still give love and all that, but they can't really approach me. Even at regular shows, they don't really approach me because I'm a public figure and artist, so you don't want to have a whole bunch of people, you know, just coming up on you. But they do show love, and they videotape, they share. You know, streams is so big now. Even just one phone is just universal. So it's bigger than just the show.
Yeah. I feel you. So what's the most important thing that you want your fans to know when they're coming and they're experiencing your music for the first time, or they're coming to your show to see you for the first time?
I say come with an open mind. Listen to the lyrics before the beat. I know when you're hearing music, the first thing you catch is the beat. But then you have to hear it a couple times just to hear the lyrics and be like, oh. And then the wordplay starts to come in. But I would say just come in with an open mind and just be ready to take it in. Because I do write a lot of, you know, sketchy things or little here and there that you won't actually catch unless you hear it 3 or 4 times. So,
Trying to sneak some stuff in there. That's what's up. So, in your writing, do you now take in any subject matter or anything that's going around you in the current state?
I haven't yet. We haven't made any new music yet. We've just been on the soundtrack for the movie. So, I haven't yet. But we will soon, I guess.
And I heard a bit of the soundtrack. I've been playing a bit of the soundtrack here on the Funky Fresh Show, and I'm loving it. I heard a couple of things that you actually were featured on, the joint with you and Vasala. Feeling that. Love it.
Thank you.
You Lied to Me. That's the name of the track. It's called You Lied to Me. We played it here on the Funky Fresh Show. I was like, man, there's so much emotion, so much, you know, that you can see without even seeing the film yet and put in your mind when I hear that track. So, yeah. So you definitely did it on that.
Thank you.
You definitely did on that. So we're going to get into some music, actually, since we've been talking about the music and you've been giving fans a heads up of what they can expect. We're going to get into this Call Me. Call Me, but I want you to intro.
Okay. Say it again.
I want you to do an intro for me so the fans can get a, you know, a unique experience when they first hear this song. So go ahead and intro that Call Me for me, and we're going to get right into it.
It's your girl, Kalia, and you're listening to Call Me. So call me. Party club joint. I know I still wasn't in the age group to be going to clubs and stuff, but I've been to a couple parties. So. Call Me is basically just a song about getting ready with your girls and just, you know, getting dressed up, looking cute, you know, that feeling like, oh, we about to have fun, you know, just a little groove. So.
Yes, and I feel that in the song, I feel that in the lyrics, and I feel it on the hook, you know? It's like, oh, okay, something's about to happen, we're about to do something or something is getting ready to pop, you know? That's the vibe that I get when I listen to Call Me. So how did you try to get different sounds and different subjects? I know this is your third album. How did you come up with the concepts and the subjects on this album?
Well, I can really thank Steven on that, because if he made the same type of beats, then I'll be making the same type of music, you know? So it all depends on the producer. If he's making different types of beats, it forces you to be versatile and make different types of songs for anything, you know?
Right. Okay, so you kind of fed off the beats and it started to, you know, bring different things that weren't there before?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. So you're into a lot of things. You're writing your new album. You're on soundtracks. You're in movies. And I hear that you have some other projects coming out soon, some Netflix projects.
Yes, Pinch. I did the theme song for Greg Galloway. He did a movie called Pinch. It's going to be on Netflix. And they let me do the theme song. So it was very exciting. Gave a, you know, throwback joint, but it's dope. It's dope.
I got you. So definitely looking out for that. And I want my listeners to know any other information that you have. So can you please share with the listeners where they can find you, where they can contact you, and all your information?
On Instagram, it's Kaliya Official. KaliyaHzeroFFICial, Kaliya Official on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Kaliya Gawlin, KaliyaGaulin, Kaliya Gawlin on Facebook.
Dope, Kaliya. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I wish you much, much more success. I have heard a few joints from the past and the present, and I'm loving what I'm hearing. So keep doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me.
For sure. You be safe out there.
You too.
Peace. Yes, that was Kaliya from Spotlight Entertainment. Like I said, she's doing a whole lot of things, so you will have plenty to check out. Please do go on her Instagram, follow her on Facebook and all her social medias, as well as follow her music on all music platforms. She has, you know, three albums. Understand that. She's 18 years old. She has three albums. Okay. So she's been doing a lot of writing. She's been doing a lot of developing, and she's been doing a bit of performing from what she told us today. So definitely check her out. Definitely check me out here at www.blogtalkradio.com/funkyfresh. Let me know what you think about the show. Give me some ideas that you might have for the show. If you want to come on the show, you let me know. I mean, the door is open. The door is open, my people. The door is open. So let me know. And as always, you can call here at 914-205-5411. Yes. So I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Funky Fresh Show today. I also want to again thank my guest Kaliya for coming on the show today. I know she got a busy schedule. This is her birthday weekend, people. Yeah. So definitely celebrating that. So kudos to her for all that she is doing. Positive. You know, positive. We like to shine a light on a lot of negatives that our young people are doing. Let's shine a light on something positive that they are doing. So she's out here, you know, working and getting her grind on at a young age. And I'm sure that if she keeps that up, she would definitely be successful and be continued, you know, and be continued to be successful. You know, that's the goal right there. But again, I want to thank you for tuning into the Funky Fresh Show. I am your host, DJ Rel, and as always, I want y'all to stay safe out there, and I'll see you next week. Peace.